This is CliffCentral.com. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
Ring, ring, ring.
Dwing, dwing,
dwing.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday, 11 a.m., and it's time to sip some tea. Sipping tea. I'm Mavali Moloi.
I'm Timi Meraki.
Ooh. In like you are like the snob version of Timi Meraki today.
I am on monkey alert, ne? I will do anything to shake that image.
What a week. What a week to kickstart the year off with. But you know what? Such is life. This is how these things go.
Very much.
And how has your week been, madame? Aren't the little ones going back to school tomorrow?
Yes, so it's really been a very exciting week for me.
I was at my brother's place yesterday. Now, he is on leave. He's meant to be on study leave because he's busy with his masters and what. The nanny had a complication and she's not back yet.
Oh, no.
And the wife is back at work.
Oh,
so
no.
My brother is being stay-at-home father. And then I went to go see him last night. And he looks defeated. He's like, this is hard. I'm with them all day, every day. I can't wait for tomorrow so that the five-year-old can go back to school. But it's the one-year-old that's the most.
I was going to say, it's the ones who can't speak.
So now I've roped myself into helping him out. He's like, please, I need to get some studying done. So I'm going to be babysitting tomorrow and Thursday. One-year-old. I'm so scared.
You see, this is the problem with people without children. You get excited about things. Yeah, but it's nice because you can give them back.
Yes, that's the best part.
Yes, yes. Well, good luck. At best, I would say exhaust him.
Yeah.
It's just exhaust.
It's her.
It's worse.
They
already have attitude.
She is so feisty already.
They are
She's
born
like,
with attitude.
Yeah, no, completely.
Oh, wow. Good luck.
But now, speaking of children, Dumi, there was a little incident or a little story that happened about 2 weeks ago involving a man discovering that the children that he'd been raising for something like 2 or 3 years, it was actually discovered that those were not his children. Okay. And it got me thinking about, because, you know, as a woman, You tell this guy, maybe he's your husband or maybe he's your longtime boyfriend, and you say to him, okay, well, this is a situation that we find ourselves in now. I am pregnant and this child is yours. And I was thinking to myself, now, as the man, do you have to accept that as, okay, she's pregnant and the child
it's
is mine,
mine.
Let's go. Or, and this happens sometimes, is the guy will say, well, I want to get a paternity test. And that's always met with, how dare you? How dare you? So this is what I want us to talk about now today. Because how do you deal with that situation from both sides?
Yeah.
If a man were to say to you as a woman, I want to get a paternity test to make sure that the baby's mine. I'm not saying that I'm ducking out of the situation. I just want to be sure the child is mine. How do you as a woman respond to this thing?
Hemona, give him what he wants, because especially if you know they're his kids, you're going to make him pay for that request for the rest of your children's lives. But if you know you're eating somewhere else and he's eating somewhere else, and then you can't now go be over exaggerating and overreacting, because then when he comes back and they're not his kids, you're going to look stupid because you're going to have egg on your face. I think it's complicated, this thing, but that's what I always say. If you're eating somewhere, if you are eating somewhere, eat knowing the consequences.
Yeah.
And be honest in a relationship. If you are chowing here and there, be honest with each other. So that even a conversation like that, you can even be the one to go, baby, I'm pregnant. I can even go for paternity test just for you to double make sure it's yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a rough. I can't even try to advise, because I'm one of those people who has just, I'm just too chicken to deal with drama like that. I only started having babies like after. Yeah, the man paid lobola, already I was pregnant. It's like he paid the cows and my ex were like, hallelujah. And then it all, you know.
There's a show on TLC called I Didn't Know That I Was Pregnant.
Oh, yes.
And I've often heard a lot of guys saying, no, man, this is some BS. First of all, how does a woman not know that she's pregnant? Secondly, how do you not know who the father of that child is? They say, we always know who the father of the child is.
How?
But this is the thing, is if you, like you said, if you are eating a little bit here and there and everywhere, you genuinely might not know who the father of the child
is. But can we agree? You are beyond stupid if you're sleeping with more than one person and you're not condomizing.
Yeah,
let's just start.
Yeah, no, that is.
Unless you're going to tell me twice in 1 week the condom best. Then trauma, it's called lubricant.
Yeah,
really.
That goes without saying.
Like, that's, for me, it's just that I break it down to its very basics. If you don't know who their daddy is, how many people are you having unprotected sex with?
Mm-hmm.
And if you know there's a chance they might not be his kids, no matter how much you believe they are this guy's kids, you need, even if you do it for yourself in secret and steal a piece of his hair or whatever and go and test it yourself before, because for me that's my concern. You can never say with confidence, in the same way when you're pregnant, you can't say with confidence it's a girl, it's a boy, regardless what they thought they showed you in that scan. And then the child comes and it's something else. I've spoken to couples like that. We're like, we're expecting a girl, next thing it's a boy. I'm like, oh, that's a very small daughter, Maniki. But in the same way, if you know you're sleeping with more than one guy and you know that his boys have swam in you at some point, you cannot come and tell me that you know without beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's the father of your kids.
But I think you might be a little bit horrified and shocked at how many people out here are having unprotected sex to me, and I see it on Twitter all the time.
I'm not even worried about AIDS, bruh.
No,
venereal diseases generally. Just I know,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of people who are having unprotected sex. No, you know, you see people on Twitter saying, yeah, can't stop, forget a condom. If she asks me to wear a condom, I'm leaving, I'm out, or whatever. And then sometimes the women also are like, yeah, but you know, he doesn't really need to use one.
He doesn't really need. Then you're using spermicide and you've put something else in there besides, but still.
I don't know.
Not as long as you're ready to deal. Aye, man. Why are we having such a serious conversation? It sounds so educational. We are sounding very SABC educational.
Oh, okay,
right,
okay, then.
But look, for me, it's not even a moral issue. It's just, if you're gonna have sex, guys, just remember, unless you are masturbating, your chances of pregnancy are there. You can't blame one person. And this thing of paternity, just take responsibility, own it. If as a woman you are sexually emancipated and you're doing your thing, own it, man, own it.
And so if he says to you, well, I want a paternity test.
There you go, let's go, baby.
Then, yeah, okay. Because you know for sure what the deal
is.
Yes.
And if you're not sure, you go, yeah, and like you're right. Maybe you and Zbu must go together so we can somehow club this thing at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a rough one. It's a rough one because then we all still were raised with certain moral compass, which we were told has to be set a certain way.
Mm.
Some of us, we misplaced that moral compass long ago.
As early as we could in our teenagers.
As early, yes. Yeah.
Well, speaking of eating here, there and everywhere.
Yes. Hey, I was traumatized. So, as a married woman, hey, you know, you think you get married and that's when life becomes easier. That's when life becomes more complicated.
So I've heard.
Section 37C of the Provident Fund. You understand I'm talking things that are legal and have been passed in government. Section 37C of the Provident Fund says that side chicks are entitled to that money should the man pass away.
No.
I need you to hear me carefully. As the wife, government is saying, yeah, but you're scoring from the will, you're scoring from insurance. Provident Fund, side chick has a right to it as long as she can prove that he was supporting her. As long as side chick can prove he was paying my rent, he was paying my car, he was buying me groceries, whether or not you have a child together. Side chick, women, are you listening? Side chick has rights.
That is, but
even if she doesn't live with him.
But then when did this come into effect? How long has it been in existence? And how many side chicks know about this already?
All I know is, first I was shocked, then I went, wait, who's our president? Ah, yes. Makes sense. We must cover all bases.
Because you know what you need to do as a side chick? The only thing that you need to do is to get him to pay your rent maybe once or twice, three times and say, you know, it's been a really rough 3 months. Could you cover my rent this time around? And there you've got your proof.
And you've got the proof.
Even if he wasn't supporting
you. Yes. As long as you've got receipts, you've got some kind of proof. You're on a deposit, my friend. Guys, it overrides the will. You are sitting there going, but my man has a will. Shame. Must be nice. doesn't matter. Hey, Section 37C, Provident Fund. So your man had better be a freelancer. But it makes me feel like it means a side chick on some level can still go and fight it. If even if he's not someone with a Provident Fund, it actually means on some level she can come and contest the will and say, yeah, but isn't it I was also eating here?
Yeah. But now, what happens when you get into that whole marriage in community, out of community, of property?
Hey, they don't care. This person has died.
No, I guess
this person is a dependent now.
Oh, yeah, because once you die, all the money goes to your spouse anyway.
Yeah, your spouse, regardless. Your dependents are supposed to benefit. You understand?
Mm.
I'm right now just thinking now, I'm wishing that if my man gets a side chick, he must get a side chick who's financially independent. I just can't hashtag deal.
But then does she mean that she's going to have access to all your money?
But that's the question, isn't it?
I mean, how much access does she have to whatever he leaves behind that goes to you and the children?
Provident Fund can go to her. No, she can take a portion, she can take all of it. Especially if you are benefiting from the other things. I'm in shock. Like, what I want to know is, do side dudes also benefit? So if I die, is my quaps also going to come to my dude and be like, yeah, Kada, all right, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bona, Kada, sympathies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Bona. And then say, where's my cut?
Damn.
Because can you imagine side chick going, you know what, have the mattress. Sit on the mattress. You can have the honor of the mattress. I'm taking the money from the Provident Fund. You can have the mattress.
You can, you know, you can. She's basically giving you permission.
Proper. Yeah. It's rough, ne? Leja mnatibo single girls. Boma, oh, he's not marrying me.
Yeah.
What do I benefit there? You have a benefit, Choma. Yeah, yeah. Section.
No, you know what? All of a sudden, I'm feeling. Yeah, no, I'm feeling like I'm the one who's better off here, being not being married.
Joe, like yet. It's bad enough he dies. You find out there was someone, and then on top of that, that someone is about to take your money. Ay, it's rough.
And we have a serious problem with side chicks in this society of
ours.
Why
is it a problem?
What do you mean, why is it a problem?
Why are you calling side chicks a problem?
It is a problem.
How is it a problem?
Well, because it's not right, Dumi.
What do you mean?
It's not right.
Explain.
Look, my thing has always been, okay? Let's just be 100% honest with each other from the word go.
Yes.
So, if you get married and it's fine and it's great. Mm. And then I don't know what happens. Either you get bored or, you know, you see something else that you think, oh, that would be nice to taste.
Mm.
So then let's you and me sit down and then you must tell me, Bona, this is the situation. Do you think that we as people could ever be capable of doing this?
Very much. There are couples
so
like that.
So then why don't we do it?
Why don't why are you calling side chicks up? No, because also
because
sometimes the thrill comes from the secrecy.
It's deceitful. It's lies. So as soon as we sit down together and I say, look, this is the situation. You know, we've been in this for 15 years now. I'm a little bit bored of the same roller coaster ride. I saw a brand new ride on the other side of town and it looks so much fun. And I'm just thinking that I want to jump on.
There
and
are
see
men with five wives who still manage to have a side chick or side chicks. There's a thrill about something that's just yours that no one knows about. So
is
when you say it's a problem.
Happens?
But also, what if you're busy? You're a career woman. Yes, you please your man where you can. You're home when you can. But he has other things that he wants you to do that you can't do. Like
what?
I can't swing on a chandelier and do splits. And then there's this chick who can do this thing.
Okay.
Or there's a Setswana saying that says motse utia kanyatsi. Yeah. The home is strengthened by the side chick. That's what it's telling. It's like, those other things that are problematic for you.
So are you saying that you don't think that side chicks and, you know, I don't know what the
side chicks
the male equivalent of a side chick is. What do they call them?
The male equivalent.
The male
equivalent.
Equivalent of a side. What?
I call them side dudes. I don't know what they're called, but I call them side dudes.
So you're saying that it's actually not a problem?
I don't think it's a problem. Just in the sense of she must stay in her lane. I'm all about lanes, eh? She's a problem when she starts phoning me. She's a problem when she starts making demands.
And she's a problem when she exercises Section 37A of the Provident Fund.
She's a problem.
And comes after your money, after your husband
when
dies.
When she is a beneficiary coming with stakeholder tendencies, You are not. Yeah. Whoa.
But you can't do that. You just said that side chicks and side dudes are not a problem. Do they only become a problem when they come after your husband's money when he's no longer there?
See, for me, it's just a problem there if he hasn't made a proper plan for me. If he's going up, but at least I know Provident will take care of her. My family's eating the big money. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay.
She's getting the change. I'm getting the... But where now side chicks now thinks now she must be wifed, then we have a problem. Because this man doesn't need rescuing from the marriage. Because that's a problem with you single women. You want to rescue married men. When he wasn't married, you didn't care. You were not. The minute you see a ring on him, you want to emancipate him from that ring. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because apparently we are so powerful and influential on these men that we steal them. This is what single women do, is we steal married men. That's what they say. Because, you know, you absolve all responsibility from the husband, but it's all about me and the fact that I was, you know, stealing and I was doing this and that. But it's fine.
Our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers had side chicks. It did not break the family unit.
Okay.
I just think today the problem with people is that they have screen grab. The problem is that people have too much data on their hands. I have a freaking problem with those side chicks. I don't eat and be silent. We are coming with tendencies that I don't understand. And especially as Doug Zambanis. I want to speak to the Doug Zambani ladies. Do not come here. And this is going to be controversial and even deemed racist. But we are in a racist atmosphere. I'm going to keep it that way. Since when must we go and out? It's a white thing. I've always known it to be a white thing that these white women will be having an affair with a dude and then run to a magazine and say, I'm having a thing with a dude. I'm like, why? You're going to lose your benefits. Whereas us, we're like, you know, you must just keep quiet. Take the airtime. Take the school fees for your kids and enjoy the benefits. Take the house he builds you in secret and enjoy the benefits. No one has to know. This new thing of now I must out and show pictures and show texts of what we are saying to each other. Where is that? What happened to the dignity of the side chick? What happened to that quiet dignity of just enjoying each other respectfully? It's all about basic respect. That's what's wrong with this country. We've just lost respect. And it bleeds into everything. Now it bleeds into race. It bleeds into side chickery and side dudery. It bleeds into driving. It bleeds. It's just blatant disregard for the next person. If we learn respect, things like side chicks, side dudes, racism, all these things, they will start to die down. Even road rage will die down. It's just if people learn to wait their turn. Wait your damn turn.
Okay.
Oh, I get angry.
Mo profeta. Just a quick message from Ricardo here on WeChat. He says, no one woman can be everything. Maybe she can cook and clean, but sucks in the bed. So I think three women make up one woman.
I agree. No one man can be everything. Maybe he can cook and clean, but sucks in bed. So I think three men make up one man. Okay. So you must always remember what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Because then he's saying he thinks three women. Can you handle those three women? Also, don't talk big. Eh?
Yeah. Can I just ask a question, though? What is the difference between having an affair and being in an open marriage? Is there a difference?
There are rules. Because even in an open marriage, if you break those rules that you've agreed on in your open marriage, you're cheating. I can be in agreement with you right with my husband right now and say, cool, these are the conditions under which I see other people. When I see that I'm getting attached, I'm going to break it off. Or I don't do it within this circle. The minute I do it within that circle, and I'm going to have to hide it from you because now I'm lying, it becomes cheating. So I believe that's the difference. If we agreed on something and we said we're open about it, and then you deviate and you keep it from me,
so then
you're cheating.
So then why are people so opposed to having open marriages, but then they're perfectly okay in having affairs on the side? Side chicks and side dudes.
Because don't
you just have an open marriage?
Because you operate from ego. As a man, it's hard to imagine a guy who's going to say, I can handle people knowing that somebody else is boning my wife besides me. As a woman, you're possessive and you have your pride and you don't want other women to know that you're saying, I've accepted that I'm not good enough, so I'm letting him get what he can't get from me, from other people. It's all about ego, as far as I'm concerned. I think that's why people can't have open marriages. But also, it takes away the excitement. That's why even people in open marriages can still cheat. Because you want the excitement, you want the butterflies, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But at some point you outgrow butterflies, you don't want butterflies. Maybe you just want something really kinky and freaky, like you know your wife is completely opposed to sticking a finger up your bum. Then you have that one chick who's willing to do that. You know what I mean? Because I always feel like, and I know people don't like hearing this, but it even goes into dating, my friend. If you want your man to not go outside, are you agreeing to fulfill everything he wants.
But
are you saying I will be that freak for you?
But there's a 90% probability that he will step outside regardless, because we all get bored of each other
but
at some
point. Cheating is complicated. Not everybody cheats because they're not getting what they want. Some people do it just because they're addicted to something else. Some people do it because I'm bi-curious and I'm scared to tell you, so I go and sleep with a woman behind your back. I think when people try and make things black and white, we end up with problems. Every situation needs its own context. Some people cheat because they've had a great loss, and like, you lost your mom or your dad, you're an emotional mess, your person is there for you, but they're trying to be strong for you, and you're tired of feeling like you are a burden to them. Then you end up cheating just because it's so much lighter to be with someone you don't actually care about. I think it's complicated. We're just so quick to judge and go, ah, you're bad, you're going to hell. I think everything has a context, bruh. And I've had this conversation with other married women, and they do not like it. They do not like what I'm saying. They're like, oh yeah, it's easy for you to say, wait till your man does it. I'm like, well, I've had this conversation with him. So in the moment, again, it's about a context, but I'm saying that's what I'm comfortable with. Because for me, Mabali, at the end of the day, when your man sleeps with someone else, when your woman sleeps with someone else in a marriage or in a relationship, when you freak out, are you freaking out because you think that person is a threat to what you have? Is that why you're freaking out?
You're freaking out because you feel betrayed. You feel hurt.
Ego again. Ego. It's all about you. You're not making it about that other person. Now I just think we have enough stress and things to worry about. Lighten your load. My theory in life is I want to lighten my load. You know, you were complete before you hooked up with this person, right? You had your own direction. You were able to find your own joy without this person. So why must this person who's now in your life, suddenly just because they're in your life, your entire existence depends on them?
No, you see, the problem is statements like, he completes me. No, he does not.
No, he does. You're complete, my friend. God did not say, okay, I almost finished making you. You're just missing a component. You'll find it in Sposiso. Once you lose Sposiso, I'm sorry. It's a rare component. You can only find it in Sposiso. No, man.
0861-555-189. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to be a part of the conversation. Or you can message us straight through to WeChat, just like Ricardo did. We are Cliff Central on the WeChat account. Or you can straight tweet me. Myself and Tumi Morake.
Morahu?
Excuse
me. You know, every time, at some point in the show, you have to mispronounce my name.
What?
I'm going to put tequila in the studio, and every time
you
mispronounce my surname.
I don't.
You did it last time. You're doing it again. So I'm going to have tequila in here. Next time, for every time you mispronounce my name, I'm going to make you take a shot of tequila.
We're sipping tea with you until 12 o'clock.
Yes.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it's myself, Mabali Moloi, with Tumi Morake, and we are sipping tea this Tuesday morning. So, I came across this article, I think it was yesterday, about how the average woman in the UK apparently is now only spending 3 hours with her child because, you know, it's very hard times that we are living in. We have to go out and work. And so, because of that, they've got their nurseries are now running nighttime operations as well.
Sure.
So you drop your child off in the morning at the nursery, at the childcare center, and then you'll probably only go and fetch them like at 8 p.m. at night, because that's when you've now left the office.
Yeah.
And some of these childcare facilities are even thinking about operating 24 hours, which means that if you really didn't feel like having your child for that day, you can drop them off and leave them there for 24 hours and you'll be like, I'll see you tomorrow. And okay, so it's happening in the UK, but it does raise an interesting question about time spent with your children. You are a mother. How do you do this?
I don't see the difference between that and me having my night nurse / live-in nanny for the days when I'm away. You do what you need to do. My only question is, where's the dad? Where the heck is the dad? I'm hearing this thing. Where is the papa?
Yeah.
Because even if I'm a single parent, I didn't make the child myself some way.
Yeah.
So where's dad? You understand? Because the time you spend with your kids, guys, me, I'm done feeling guilty. And I know a lot of women who have careers feel guilty about leaving their kids. And I'm like, dude, you want to provide for that child, right? You want to give them the best, right? So why must you feel bad that, oh, I'm only seeing my child for 3 hours, wada wada. When you take breaks, are you not spending them with your child? When you take a holiday for a week, are you not spending it with your child? Because you are doing what you can for them. You're doing the best for them. And you're being for them when you're there for them when you can. Pella, we're not living in the times where you have a choice. Oh, I just want to be with your kids. Cool. If you think your child can eat time with you and that can feed them and that will clothe them and that will put them through school, go for it.
But also, realistically speaking, we do have so much to do. And imagine now you're a single mother on top of that as well.
Yeah.
You've got to, as you say, you've got to go out and provide.
Yes.
So.
But you also need to chill the F out, bruh. You know that.
But
times
why aren't people chilling out? It's because they're being criticized by other parents,
yes,
is it not?
Yes, and those parents, those bitches must not lie. Yeah. They're on something. I'm sorry. I've met married women who may as well be single parents because their dad is literally not involved. Because as far as he's concerned, it's the mom's job. You understand? So I just feel like you do what works for you. If you know their kids are gonna get your best you, like there are times when I'm not working. It does not automatically mean I'm with my kids. It means I'm off at a spa. It means I'm off out somewhere having adult conversation with people so that by the time I am with my kids, they're getting the best me. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So it's about balance, Mabale, eh? It's about balance. And if they have these crashes that run for that long, if this woman is going to knock off at 5 and know she's freaking exhausted, she can go home, sleep for two, three hours and then go and fetch the kid. And then really spend proper time with the kid. There's nothing I hate worse than seeing people who are endlessly screaming at their children because they're so damn high strung because they're trying to balance work and home, but they haven't taken time out to at least relax, breathe, find self before they get to their kids.
But when you see a parent screaming at a child, doesn't that happen when the parent is basically just seconds away from snapping? They're like, listen, I can't do this right now.
You're 5 to done.
So they just explode. Yeah. Isn't that just a loss of control for a moment?
I don't, look, like I said, for me, it's when you know you're constantly doing it. I'm speaking because I've done it. There was a time I screamed so badly at my 3-year-old and afterwards, I felt so bad. I felt so crappy. And I realized it wasn't because this child annoyed me. It's because I was not okay. And I took it out on this kid. Instead of going, I need a timeout. And that means somebody else needs to be with these kids because Dumi needs to find Dumi. Because Dumi is a little effed up right now. So now I'm all for it because I know, like, guys, there's a reason why if you can afford it, you have a driver. You have a cook in your house and you have someone taking care of your kids.
Because it eases the pressure off.
It eases the pressure. And people are like, simpler. Ooh, there's a lady who said to me, ooh, to me, why now you're just having babies for nannies, nah? And I'm like,
that's...
The cuff do you mean? These are the same people who judge you for having a dishwasher and a washing machine.
Yeah.
Oh, you must hand wash. For what? If the label doesn't say I must hand wash, I'm not going to hand wash.
But some people also take great pleasure from being able to do everything themselves, all by themselves, like one man team. It's something that gives them pride. And then they want to throw it back in everybody's face like, but why do you have a live-in nanny? I can do this all by myself. Look at you being all weak.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, let's compare zeros in the bank so we can discuss why I need to do this and you don't. You know, there are women who are good at it. There are women who their man is earning enough for her to be a stay-at-home mom. And you know what? Even if my husband was a gazillionaire, I've tried this being at home thing. It is not part of my genetic makeup.
It's not going to work for
you. And
as
women, can you please stop it right now? If you're hearing my voice and you're a woman and you're hearing my voice right now,
stop
forcing things.
What do you
mean? Your genetic makeup is your genetic makeup.
What do you mean
stop forcing? If cleaning the house is not in you, it's not intrinsic in you, stop trying to do it to get people to shut up. Now I know it's not, children are not intrinsic. I have 3 children. Do not you dare, don't you dare think you can bring your children to my house for a sleepover. I lack the patience. I literally don't have the patience. So you have to go and be honest with yourself about this I can handle, this I can't handle. I'm the party starter with my kids. I'm a terrible disciplinarian. You understand? So it's the same
strengths
thing, man. Strengths and weaknesses. And even dudes, man. Help a sister out, man. Tell her you're taking the kids and she must F off somewhere. And then when she's gone, you call side chick to watch the kids because side chick is good with the kids. My thing is do what you need to make sure your kids are fulfilled. That's what matters. That's what's important. You understand?
Yeah, we keep getting caught up in all the BS of trying to prove points to people.
Aye.
You know, it's like when the mother-in-law comes to visit for a week and then all of a sudden, you're not really 100% yourself. You're trying to prove to this woman.
Trays, you're wearing dresses and dukes.
To this woman who prejudged you, you're trying to prove to her, look, Bona.
I have a dream mother-in-law. I tried that ish with her the first couple of years of marriage to my husband. And one day she sat me down and she said, why are you trying to be perfect? No one's perfect. Stop doing that, because all you're doing is making yourself miserable. And I was like, yo, this woman is a godsend.
No, you hit the jackpot.
Because you always hear that mother-in-law is like from hell. No, not my mother-in-law. She's like, please, I'm not about that.
Yeah, most brides have not so nice experiences to report back on the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And then it gets even worse when you now want to, oh, you know what? I was talking to my cousin over Christmas, and she said something to me that I'd never heard before and I'd never thought before, but it actually makes sense to me. She said, if you are having a problem with your husband and for some reason, let's say that it's at the extreme point where you now want to involve the parents, bring the parents in. She says, you should not go and complain about your husband to your mother.
Yes.
You should complain to your husband's mother.
Yes.
Because she is the one who knows him best.
Yes. And also when you resolve it, she's not resenting him. When you tell your family, they're resenting. Even when you're fine, they're still going, hey, and she's still with that bamboo.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you fix things. As opposed to when you've spoken to his family. And again, like you said, you have the backup. But also you have people who know that that's not who he is, you know, so they move on. Everybody moves on. Yeah, because that's how you show respect as well. You know what I mean?
And some people say that actually you shouldn't be involving parents at all. It doesn't matter what. Is that true?
I disagree. Our parents are very important in our relationship. But you know what I hate is also women, we like to make everything about us. Because I've heard a lot of women bitch and moan about how, and then he runs to his mother. He runs. What about you who keeps running to your mother? And you're getting all this bad advice because your mother's probably a single woman who's bitter because the guy never married her. And she's giving you advice that's informed by that.
And she's trying to have a marriage vicariously through
you. I've watched guys take a lot of crap unnecessarily. And I never hear them say, this woman keeps running to her mother. You know, I think when you're dating, especially guys who want to get married and stuff, when did this show become about relationships?
I don't know. But it's just for today.
It's for me, it's from dating. From the word go, if you see that now you guys are tight, you're getting serious, this guy looks like he wants to wife you, or this, you feel like you're ready to you know, marry this woman or whatever, you're ready to husband him, just set the rules from the time you're dating. Because people, I don't understand people who think it's like this, when we're dating, marriage is going to be the cure to all the problems. No, they're going to be even more magnified because now you're forced into each other's space.
And now you have to actually think about the other person instead of just yourself.
Because you know chicks, I love chicks. When chicks are trying to get in there, and then mother-in-law is the best, always buying mother-in-law scarves and just letting mother-in-law have her way. Then you marry the guy, mother-in-law can't have her way anymore.
So then
scarves
you
are gone now. And it's irritating when she comes to your house. I never liked you anyway. Don't. You've set the rules of engagement. Don't marry the guy and expect them to change. Keep it real, bruh. Whatever you want in your marriage, you started from the time you're dating and you know you're serious about this guy, start there, because then they know this is where the line is. Because you're starting problems for yourself before you're even married. Then you go, I married him and things changed.
This marriage thing is...
People must grow up. No, people complicated. People complicated.
That's what I've heard.
We live in a modern time that I'm saying this as a married woman. Sometimes I feel like marriage and 2015, 2016, where we are right now in the world, don't make sense. Marriage is one of those old institutions that's like, why do we still have this thing?
Yeah, I mean, if you get into it, you have to want to make it work, I suppose.
Unless we're going to rewrite those vows, those to heaven to hold, and it should be to not break into your Facebook account, to not break into your Twitter, to not break into your phone when you're in the shower to try and see what you're doing behind my back. Like the kind of promises we're going to have to make, you know, to not be on my phone.
They must be updated.
Like, they must be updated, and to say, you are my home base.
To understand that I'm not going to cook every night of the week, because sometimes I really just don't want to. I don't feel like
baby, I will feed you. Feeding you means cooking for you, calling Mr. Delivery, freaking getting you to make a sandwich,
leftovers.
But at the end of the day, I'll make sure you've eaten. But then again, you're a whole entire adult with an ID. I'm sure you know when your stomach rumbles, there's a kitchen you can go to. I'm gonna teach you how to use the microwave at best if you don't want to cook.
Can we talk about Hugger Man? Hugger Man Corner.
Oh, yes. Hugger Man Corner. Ladies and gentlemen, comrades and comradesses, people of the South and all ears that can access, we have decided that that it's enough.
All ears that can access.
People male bashing is such a popular thing when women get together. And Mabella and I have agreed that we want to hug a man.
You just mispronounced my name. Mabella. Now we're one for one.
Who are you?
You said Mabella.
You remember this is a podcast that's being recorded. We are going to play that recording and you're going to have to drink two tequilas for falsely accusing me.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have decided we want to have a hug a man corner where we are going to celebrate different kinds of men every week. And today I want to celebrate all the men who know how to change a soiled nappy. Because I've heard guys show off how they can change a nappy, but the minute it's a stinker, they are not involved. They are not. Today, I want every woman who knows a man who can change a nappy, a soiled one, to hug that man. I have a friend, Wayne, who was telling us how every one of his daughters has pooed in his mouth at some point.
No!
I have three children. It's an experience I have never had. Three children later. How do you get poo in your mouth? But it's because he's one of those A-type personalities who must inspect and super inspect.
He was there inspecting, the child just fired. So many levels that I even cannot handle.
So I want to hug those guys.
Yo!
Hug a man who can change a soiled nappy. You are my hero.
Whew. Yeah, no, that's all kinds of deep.
It is all manner of deep.
Well, now I'd like us to hug all the men who actually can cook.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And who, this is very yes. nice. Because, you know, we're trying to get out of these institutional ways of thinking where, you know, I must slip into a role that supposedly defines me as X, Y, and Z. But, you know, it is 2016. We are talking about evolving relationships and evolved ways of thinking. And so I'd like all of us ladies to hug men who can cook and who do cook every now and again. Yeah, ne?
Yo.
Because really, it's sexy. He feeds you. You want to love him afterwards. It's good for everyone involved.
It's great because it also gives you a break and hopefully cooks better than you. Yeah, I remember I lived with Loisa Gola when I was pregnant with my second child.
Why?
We were in Edinburgh.
Oh, okay.
And I lived with him. And you know, when you're pregnant, you eat. This man would cook for me. I will never forget the seafood pasta dish he used to make me that I've tried to replicate and failed.
So it's not even like chicken drumsticks that he was whipping up. This is now like fancy shit.
He would even make me this shake where, you know, when you're pregnant, you also suffer from constipation. And he made me this shake and was like, trust me, you'll be pooing in the next 30 minutes. And every day he'd make me this thing and I became regular. And I was like, guys like that are just super cool.
They are the best. I love that.
That guy who makes you that chicken with the secret sauce, some pasta nyana, salad nyana on the side, about shapaka drink nyana, your favorite one that you love.
Yes, yes.
Really very ice cold.
Yeah.
I was born. That dude.
Yeah.
About shapaka dessert after. He becomes dessert after he has already fed you dinner. Hug that man tight, ladies.
This is what I was
just
saying.
Just hug him. It's still morning. Don't take it to the next level.
It works out for everyone.
It works out for
Can
everyone.
You imagine how much women with husbands as chefs or chefs as husbands? What am I trying to say?
I get to it. I think you're picturing the man.
Can you imagine your husband is a chef? How much fun that is.
I have a friend who's married to a chef. It's not that much fun, but...
What?
It's fun, but it can be painful.
No, but I hear these people enjoy cooking. Niche pickers. It's their passion.
Have you seen the kitchen afterwards?
No.
Mm. Do you know who cleans up that kitchen after?
The maid.
Yeah, that's just... Because, you know, chefs, then they must use different utensils for different things.
Okay, so it's not as sexy as I pictured it in my mind.
Let me not ruin your sexy.
No, because...
Sexy.
I'm thinking, every now and again, I'm going to be introduced to some dish that I've never tried before.
Yes, and he makes you try it.
Ooh.
And he's just wearing his apron and he says, Mabale, taste. And he says, no, not me, the dish. I talk such...
That's why we love it.
What time is it? Are we chaser yet?
No, we are not chaser yet.
What time is it?
No, it's 10 to.
You lie. There's 10 minutes to talk. Yeah. Okay.
So. No, there's about 5 more minutes. There's about 5 more minutes.
Mm.
One last thing. Mm. Because now I'm Netflixing. This is
when I'm
born. But actually, you know, it's completely overrated now that I think about it. There's so many shows on that thing that I'm missing because
are you
of
legal or licensing.
No, I can. It's now available in over, I don't know how many different countries in the world.
Yeah, but it's pretty much like, you know, how with iTunes, then they were like, yeah, so I have iTunes South Africa. You're like, yeah, but screw iTunes South Africa.
Yeah, because
I'm getting
know,
the still, America one.
Yeah, you still like the original one. So I was Netflixing over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then I came across this. It's a documentary and it's called Hot Girls Wanted, ne?
When, man.
It's because I saw it and I thought, ooh. And then when I started watching it, it's a documentary into porn stars. And I was like, even better. But now it all went horribly wrong because they were focusing on like the deep, dark, evil sides of the porn industry.
Mm.
Where a lot of girls who are like 18 years old, they're fresh out of high school and they're not really interested in going into college. And they're thinking, I'm going to become a big porn star. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to make all this money. It's going to be great. And then these young kids are actually exploited, which is really sad at how it happens. And they're lucky to survive the entire year in the industry before they either leave themselves because it's too bad or they get kicked out. And me, I was just sitting there thinking to myself, you know, because, you know, we're empowered women. We're modern women. That's what we like the sound of.
Yes.
I'm an empowered woman. I can do whatever.
I'm independent.
I can do whatever I want. But sometimes I wonder if we are always doing the right things for ourselves.
Mm.
Not to say that there must be somebody making a decision for me. No.
Mm.
But I'm just saying, are we always making... And that doesn't even have to apply to just women, just as a society
in general.
I've
asked myself that question. You know, when I have to work hard, like when I'm on a set for 12 hours, and that's just for me to make the money to can pay my bond and my house. I mean, my bond and my house, my bond and my car. And I'm going, to me, you are cute. You could have had a sugar daddy. You could have been chilling and just chowing somebody else's money, and all your job would be to be pretty and to host his friends.
Mm.
But here I am, addicted to hard work. Sometimes you question your decisions. Like, I could be having it easy.
You know?
Look at me waking up at 5 in the morning, changing in a car, host. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it happens. But as long as you are not making your yardstick a morality thing, it's a you thing. Are you able to look yourself in the mirror and be like, yes, charm? Because, I mean, think about it. If you know you have those sex abilities, you know Rebona is skilled. Wabana there in the bedroom. I don't see why I mustn't.
I'm the one.
And you're going, but I must financially benefit from my abilities. This thing is a talent.
Yeah.
There are people kicking around a ball.
Mm.
That's talent.
A talent.
They
yeah.
don't even need my trick to do what they're
no,
doing. But
no.
they're getting millions.
Well, Ronaldo and Lionel
millions.
Messi. Yeah, it's insane.
So it's about the decisions you make. I agree.
I am seriously looking at women who marry for money in a less judgmental way of late, just because of the current economic situation.
No, but also because of the hard work involved. You know, these women who judge those girls.
Yeah.
I want you to, let me ask you something.
Used to be,
do you know what it's like?
I used to be that woman
it's
who judges
rough.
Those girls.
Think about it. You are lacking class. You come from some rural, maybe peri-urban situation.
Mm-hmm.
You marry a rich man who comes from money, from old money.
Mm.
When you have to go out with him, you are with women who are probably born into money themselves, who are looking down on you, who probably speak English like this. And when now you're still talking Louis Vuitton, but you're trying to, you know, gassy.
Yeah.
And you're trying to talk about a host overs when they're talking about hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres, yeah, yeah.
So think about what she's going through. Because also it may look easy to us. But as a comedian once said, I can't remember which comedian this was, who said, you people who judge these chicks who get paid for being chowed, has anyone ever offered you money for your kuch?
No.
Exactly. Show some respect. I've never been offered money personally for my kuch.
Yeah.
So I will respect those girls. But also because I've seen it's not easy. Because then she's not educated enough. She's not classy enough. She doesn't dress well enough. She'll be wearing label from head to toe. And they'll be like, oh, look how mismatched she is. Oh my God, who wears a Louis?
But me on the outside, Louis. I'm sitting there thinking, how hard could it be? You wake up in the morning. You probably don't even need a job. You spend time spending his money.
I can't stand
it?
Wrinkly guys. I'm trying to imagine being married to a wrinkly guy.
Well, this is okay. Well,
and
then,
he must ride
no.
me every. No, dude.
This is where you are absolutely right. Is unfortunately,
and his children are my
every
age.
Now and again, you have to have sex.
His
with
His children
him.
Are my age.
Yeah,
and they are calling me things.
Yeah, okay.
No, some people have it rough. Mm. It may look easy to you because she's eating money, but what she's doing is rewarding herself for the suffering,
for all the hard work that she's
assembly.
It's a type of job, isn't it?
It is a very much a type of.
You're
making him look good.
Yeah.
You're making him look good. I just feel like if you're gonna judge, tell me why. Why is your life so empty that you still have time to stop and judge me?
Mm.
You understand? Because if you want to delve into the people who upset me in life, hey, you know those people who my life choice must be a problem to them.
Yeah.
I want
And your life choices are not good enough.
Yes, they're not good enough.
So I'm going to judge them.
Who to me are too free? Who to me the things you say? You know you're a mother now. What do your children say?
Oh.
First of all, my children, I ask them, you enjoying that PS4? Oh, must be nice.
Mm.
You enjoying the pool? Oh, okay. And the jungle gym? It's very nice. Oh, and the scooter? Oh. What were you saying about what's wrong with mommy again?
Mm.
Okay.
Mm,
it's easy to judge.
And that is actually the perfect place to leave it for this week, you see. Mm.
Don't judge. People in glass houses.
Mustn't throw stones.
Must wear sunscreen.
Thank you for spending time with us, for hanging out. We'll be back with you next week. Are you here next week?
I am. Do you want me here?
No, it's just that I know that you are going to be going away on trip very sometime soon.
Yes, I'm going to Bali with the husband.
Oh. Must be nice.
Oh, it is, but me, I'm a hard worker, me. I deserve rewards.
This is true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dumi Moraike.
Thank you.
I said that right.
No, you concentrated. I watched you actually.
I even closed my eyes. No, I did.
So you said my name and closed your eyes, girl.
Ah!
I'm married, ne? Please.
Okay. There's levels to these things. We're back with you again next week.
Wait, before we go, somebody, Zandi Sile, says, very worried about my ballet. In a year, I'm sure Mabs will be having a baby thanks to Miss Moraike.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then I'm worried about me too. We'll be back again with you next week, Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with myself and Dumi sipping tea. CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.